Don't let anyone hear that.
Cut this out, but...
This podcast is called Okay Stupid.
Welcome to Okay Stupid, the horniest podcast in Brooklyn.
Okay Stoopy.
Welcome to Okay Idiot Stupid. Still horny, still out here.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah.
We decided to keep the episodes free.
Just till the end of the month.
Yeah.
To whet your little appetites a bit more before we yank them out from under you and force you to pay $5. And also just in case anyone's listening and is racking their brain thinking like, how do I get Caroline, Harry, or Emily to like me? Subscribe to our Patreon.
Yeah. Totally.
I am so touched by the people who have already subscribed.
Every single person, I want to give a little kiss on the cheek.
Yeah, I would do an open mouth kiss.
I would too.
With consent.
Totally. If they were up to it, yeah.
I've kissed one of our patrons. Chase.
That's right.
Love you.
Which type of kiss? Just like a love kiss or like...
No, we made out. It was before we were friends.
Nice.
Yeah. I've kissed my parents.
Right.
Formerly on the lips.
I just stumbled across that picture of your mom kissing that man at the restaurant.
God.
When I was
She's always
through.
Like, send it to me. This is like end of Feb.
Why was he wearing a mask?
Because, well, he was being racist and he was like, I just came back from Wuhan. And like when the virus was pretty much just located in Wuhan.
Jeez.
And he was wearing a mask and then my mom and he was like really hitting up my mom and I thought it was funny at first and then we were all getting drunk and then next thing I know he and my mom were kissing through the mask.
At least he had that mask.
That's real horseshoe theory.
And he was like, the worst part is like he was ugly.
Yeah.
You know, normally if my mom's bagging a younger man, I'm like, hoo, hoo, hoo. Yeah. But it was, yeah.
Saving the world by being racist.
Yeah, he was like kind of that type of dude that's like, thinks he's funny because he's racist and sexist and I was like, ha 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 ha. And he loved Come Town. Like that was the other thing. And that's when I described our pod as the girl theory? Version of Come Town.
What is horseshoe theory?
Sorry, Gob. Yeah.
It's like the idea that things on opposing political, like really diametrically opposed are actually kind of similar. Like communism is similar to fascism would be the theory. I was saying like he was being so racist and inconsiderate that he actually was way ahead of his time in terms of being considerate.
Not spreading COVID in New York.
He was on that PPE train early.
Yeah, right. there's that.
A horseshoe theory.
Kind
of like how the Democrat and Republican parties are the same.
Yeah. I think that might be a different, that's like a... That's not a horseshoe as much as it is just like a glob.
Or like that's just the truth.
And that's how we are, the female come down. That's one of the
speaking truth to power. Kind of like the Daily.
have you said you've made out with Chase and then now you're friends?
Yeah.
Do you have other people in your life that you've made the pivot from make out to friends?
Yeah, plenty. I think probably most people I've made out with I'm friends with. I could check my list.
Wait, but
after the fact, you made out. You're like, we don't have a romantic connection, but let's be friends.
Yeah. Nick, I guess we were friends first.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, it's a lot of gay men.
It's
which
yeah,
makes
I guess it
easier.
It is mostly right. the men who are gay, but no, that's not true. Like everyone I made out with in high school, I'm friends with now. Mm. Probably 90%.
Good the friends are like friendly.
Good terms.
Because like I'm on good terms with a fair amount of the people that I've made out with, but not that many of them
my
are my like close friends.
I don't know. I guess you're right. I mean, I guess the ones who I'm really close friends with, I was friends with before.
She's checking her list. She
I have
has
a
list
of everyone I've ever kissed, except for the people I kissed that one night where I kissed 50 people.
Oh, fuck. That's right.
Yeah, Sam Ozy and I were not good friends before we kissed.
And then you guys.
I think we're kind of good friends.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And now look at you.
He's going to love that his shout out on this episode.
Sam Oserstaden, good to see you again on the pod.
Yeah, this counts as his third appearance.
Yeah.
And then is there still, like, you know, roiling sexual tension under the surface, or does that sort of dissipate once you become friends?
I don't know. I'd have to be asked that question with whoever I'm being asked about in the room so I can see what they think before I give an answer. Yeah.
So true.
Yeah, I guess I'm not that good of friends with anyone else I've kissed, like who I wasn't friends with before. Kind of just went through the archives.
Yeah, normalize kissing your friends.
I'm actually de-normalize it. I'm on team.
Yeah, no, I think it's weird.
I've done it, surely. Like, and I guess I do have a few good friends who I've made out with, but making out is for people that... actually, I don't know.
Making out is for people that you don't like?
I was going to say it's for making babies.
Yeah.
I like making out. I don't think you should hook up with your friends, but I think you can make out with them when you're drunk.
Oh, okay. Like some kind of type of sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you friends with anybody you've had sex with?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess me too.
My boyfriend.
Yeah, me and my husband are very good friends.
Yeah, he was telling me that he was like, it's weird that if somebody asked me who my best friend was, I wouldn't say you. Because you're not my friend, you're my girlfriend.
But
I was like,
they
probably are
your best friend.
Yeah, too. I would definitely say him. But he's like, no, I have like a, so I don't sound pathetic. Like I have another best friend who I would say.
Right.
I guess I represent the incel point of view on this show. I have not made out with a lot of people that I haven't dated. I'm a relationship girl.
Yeah, and that's what we call an incel.
Woman cell.
We've raised the ceiling on horniness that just being an incel is not having made out with 100 people or whatever.
That's how it feels.
How many people do you think you've made out with?
Like made out with?
Yeah.
Like
yeah, compared
like
to what?
More like
I think 100.
Okay.
I think 100 seems
pretty good
right.
numbers.
I think like 3.
Like I'm at 70, including that night. Probably.
No way. Wait, then I'm not 100 anymore.
I can look at my list here. I'm at about 30 or
give us the data.
30. I actually do want to see how many people I made out with. I'm gonna check.
Do you have like columns for like handy? Make out, fingered.
Yeah, it's not columns, but it's different punctuation. Like I have an asterisk.
It's like color coded.
Yeah. And there's like a dash for sex.
It's a secret code, though. There's no key. It's just for you.
Yeah. No one would be able to decipher it.
And that's actually kind of the whole deal behind hieroglyphics, too. It's just like a code for making out with people.
Okay, I have something insane to talk about. Actually, it's not insane. I'm already being sex negative. I'm already in a hole here.
Hit us.
Okay.
56.
50. Okay. I think probably 12 a year since I was 16. So whatever that is.
One a month.
Steady.
Or yeah. You wouldn't say it's consistent.
I wouldn't say it's one a month. I think I would say
it's like 11 in 1 month and then one in one.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I probably made out with like 11 people. That's the final answer. I'm going to cut everything else. I've made out with 11 people and I love them.
But by sheer number of makeouts, I've probably made out more than either of you just because of my long
relationships. Right. You've always had someone to make out with.
So I actually think about that where I have.
So I'm really good at it.
I mean, so I do think about that in terms of hooking up with a lot of, like having sex with a lot of people versus having sex with one person a lot of times. Mm-hmm. I don't really think perhaps you get better at a certain sort of aspect of sex, having sex with a lot of different people, but like not really, in my opinion, the things that matter.
No, yeah.
And so.
Especially if it's like a one-off.
Right.
And like you're probably drunk.
Right.
Yeah, there's no skill development happening there.
Right, other than like, I don't know, being able to like maneuver the awkwardness of a first encounter, which
yeah.
I have certainly not gotten better at. Mm. So it actually doesn't help at all.
It's just torturous, honestly.
Okay. I mean, yeah, yeah. Okay, well, this is your question. It was similar. It's in the same vein. I was talking to somebody, a friend of the pod, about you have the main dating apps. You've got Hinge, you've got Tinder, you've got Bumble, whatever. Okay, but there's stupid. Also, say it again.
Okay, stupid.
You got okay, stupid, mm-hmm, right. Yeah, mm-hmm. There's also, you've got Raya, which we're still working on. We're still working on getting me on Raya. But there's also like a whole set of like fetish and like hookup dating apps, mm-hmm, that exist. You know, either for like threesomes or for like specific kink things or yeah, whatever.
Only feet.
Yeah, yeah, stuff like that.
What?
Perhaps, I mean.
Maybe though. Oh.
Well, there should be that.
I mean, I bet it exists. Yeah. And I was thinking about it, and like my initial reaction was like, oh, that's crazy. Like that sounds insane. But then I'm like, all of the like, I do think there's like an assumption, even if Tinder, people think of Tinder as like a hookup app or whatever, there is still an assumption that you're not, that it's not like, that we're all buying into a certain kind of social contract around like hooking up, but that in so much as like, you mm-hmm wouldn't on Tinder be like, you wouldn't the first message be like, I love feet or whatever. You know what I mean? Like there is a certain, whether or not that contract is good, it is a different conversation, but like there is that contract. It does totally exist. And I mean, I am really like inexperienced in kink and any of that kind of thing. But I did, after having this conversation, I did check out one of these apps, and I was really impressed and enticed by not the like specifically any specific kink that got me going or whatever, because I don't fucking know what I want, but just that that contract didn't exist, and that there was like a freedom to say something, right, like, I want, you know, mm-hmm, we all just gave each other like, or I mean, I was not participating, but it seemed like everybody, or perhaps I'm projecting, but it seems like this was a space for everybody to be more fast and loose with like this contract that we all have.
They about. Let their freak flags fly.
Yeah, yeah. In a way that it just was like, if everybody on these apps like collectively agreed that it wasn't shameful.
Wait, what was the app? Can you disclose?
Let me look. I downloaded it today, and I have no matches, which is brutal for me so far. But also, like, my shit was like,
you're too like normie.
Yeah, yeah, right. Like, I was kind of, that was one thing. I was kind of like, I'm like, I don't know what I want. Yeah. Which is like the last thing fucking somebody who knows that they want, you know, feet in their vagina to say.
Right.
Or whatever.
They want a vagina in a foot.
Right, they want somebody who's like, I want to put my foot in your vagina or whatever. It's called Field, F-E-E-L-D. But there are plenty of them, because I did a little Google. I was doing some Google
searching. Okay, so it's not like specific to a kink. It's just like a more kink-friendly like sex app.
This one seems like it's not kink. I mean, it's not specific to a kink. But I mean, I am a fish out of water here. I mean, yeah.
As like a gay woman, I'm endlessly fascinated by Grindr, because it does seem like it's less of a dating app and more of a sex app.
Yeah.
Whereas the cishet apps that we all use, like Tinder, Hinge, it's all like, well, this is romantic.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like if someone like messages you and is like, let me suck that titty, girl, you're going to be like, blocked.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and a friend was telling me about the app Scruff, which is like Grindr. Mm-hmm. But I think maybe like there's some nuance to why it's different. But one of the features it has,
you have to have a beard.
Yeah, yeah. You have to love dogs. one of the features it has is that, like, it's like Grindr in that I think you see everyone who's close to you, but then if you like, instead of matching with someone, you can unlock a special folder of pictures just for people who you like. You see and you're like, oh, that person's hot. I'm gonna unlock my pictures for them, and they're typically like nudes
and stuff.
Huh. Which is interesting.
The map. I sort of like the map theory, because that's how I do my Craigslist shopping. I go to the map. Just see what's nearby.
Well, it is. I mean, because I would like to learn more about my sexuality, but I do sometimes feel like in like, especially in like hetero hookup culture, the like that can only come at the cost of, you know, like you don't know where somebody else is at with that. Like you don't want to assume, like if I'm like, oh yeah, I'm just trying to go explore my sexuality purely physically. I don't really care about you as not care about you as a person, but like my interests are the physical and I'm not interested in something long. I'm not interested, whatever. Like I don't know how to do that on an app like Tinder or Hinge without potentially really like hurting somebody's feelings or like breaching a social contract.
Tinder, maybe. Hinge seems like no.
Yeah.
Right.
Have you ever tried to like look at like, this is something I've always been interested in doing that I haven't done. Like look at, be like, what do people like during sex? And then try to like go through and be like, oh, like I wish that there was a collective list of like, you know, we just talked about like choking as like, like a really baseline like, you know, BDSM thing, but like, you know, all the BDSM things, all the like different, like even positions that are like the basic ones. And then like, I don't know.
Yeah. There needs to be an archive of a sex archive.
Right. Where I can be like, oh, I'm definitely not interested in that. But that actually seems interesting. Cause like to brainstorm from scratch is kind of like
totally
tricky.
And so for tricky. $25 on our Patreon.
Yes, I will be creating this PDF.
We come up with every single sex thing we can think of.
Certainly not be comprehensive.
Yeah, it's like missionary doggy and
sex where you fall in love, sex where you don't fall in love.
Yeah. And then like, I guess this sort of goes back to the question we were talking about last week, like what are you into? I feel like you can be into anything. It's as long as you do it once. Like, I don't know, when I was in middle school, I'd be like, yeah, like women are beautiful, but like, I can't imagine ever eating a pussy. Right. And now I'm in there like, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, obviously I didn't know what I was talking about. Also with like, I was like, I don't want to put a penis in my mouth. They pee out of there. And then it's like,
so true.
Next thing you know, you're gobbling one down. So it's like, I'm not even sure that I can be an authority on what I like sexually until I've done it.
Right.
Which is strange. Dude, 1,000%. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I don't know how to get into, I guess, like, the only times where I've had any kind of arena for sexual exploration has been in, like, you know, more serious relationships.
Yeah.
Which is great. When that happens, I think that's wonderful.
You have your normal sex, and then you start dipping your toe into the freaky shit.
But and just, like, even baseline shit. Like, even if you're not getting, like, freaky or whatever, you're still like, you know, learning and you're like trying to, you're not in full blown, you know, this is the first time I'm having sex with this person and I'm like, I hope they don't,
there's a certain comfort,
think my dick's weird or whatever.
Well, there's also like, there's the far end of like the thing that people talk about where like, oh, I can't come unless, you know, like I feel like I've never heard that in person, but I've heard it like I mean, mostly on like serial killer shows where they're like, oh, this person's fetish is like having a tea party with real people who are alive, but they're all frozen and that's how they come. You know what I mean? It's like, how do you get to that point?
It's like, I can't come unless the husband is tied up in the next room with plates on his back.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
exactly. State killer vibes.
Yeah, exactly. Where it's like, how do you figure out that's the way to make you come? Like, I heard some story about a guy who could only come if his face was like smushed into a birthday cake. I don't remember where I heard that.
One little like, seed of knowledge. It has to be a cake. Like, what if it's rules. A pie? That still wouldn't work.
Yeah, shrug.
And that's experimenting for him.
Yeah. Right, where it's like, well, what made you think to try that? And like, lucky you that now you know how to come. I wish I knew how to come every time.
Yeah, you're right. You haven't found the right thing to smash your face into. Yeah.
Like, I've been smashing my face.
It's just you and like a line of various things, like olives and walnuts, and like didn't work.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I wonder if that's like linked to like a sort of sexual trauma from his past.
Right.
Because that seems very strange.
Yeah, I guess he probably got his face smashed into his own birthday cake once, and now he's horny for it.
Yeah, horniness is so weird.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And then you have to like pay attention to what makes you horny. Like, sometimes you're horny and you don't realize it. And then you're like, But if you open yourself up to the idea of being horny, then you would notice more often what makes you horny. And then you'd know what you're into. Okay, I figured it out.
That's actually, I mean, you are joking, but that's incredibly insightful to me. A guy who has never thought about it. I do think, like, straight guys, for better or for worse, like, are just like, yeah, when I just put a penis in a vagina, it's like, that's the stuff, dude.
I guess you could, like, watch porn that is very atypical for you.
Right, that's kind of like the list, I guess.
Oof, if you ever scroll through that, the Pornhub categories, there's some freaky shit.
I know.
I haven't.
You haven't?
Too scared.
So yeah, that's been my
I wonder if there's an app called, like, Pegged, and it's for men who like to get pegged. Straight men who like to get pegged.
I'm going to check. I'm out.
And then they can figure it out.
What else is going on?
Well,
actually, sorry. What do you guys think about this journey I'm on? Do you have any advice for me? Because I guess I didn't have a question in so much as, like, I've just been ruminating on this.
Well, I guess my advice is to look at a list or to look at all the Pornhub categories.
Yeah, watch some.
But I guess
those
are the most
porn,
like, freaky. But, like, read like a Cosmo thing and, like, try it. I think, here's what I think. The only way to figure stuff out is to try new stuff. And so all you can do is think of things that you would be open to trying and then try them. And
yeah,
being
like
on a hookup app is
yourself.
A great place to do it. Yeah, that's
like
true.
You can slip a finger in your bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you choose to be.
I get
step one.
I guess the hard part for me is and this is why these apps, I think, are provide something interesting to me, is like when you, it's like Tinder and Hinge and shit are hookup apps, but they're not really, like, there isn't really an expectation that you're going to hook up and then never see them again. There's still a negative connotation around that.
Looking for longer term.
Yeah.
Shit.
Like, people, there is, like, an expectation on some level, I think, or at least I feel an expectation on some level of, like, this is, you know, that it's, there's still something went wrong if you only hook up with them once and then never see them again. Mm-hmm. Like something, mm-hmm. There's some kind of indiscretion going on.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Maybe that's like, maybe I'm like succumbing to some Puritan shit.
No, I feel like that's true, especially if you're dating, you know, heterosexual women. Most often they're probably, and like not, definitely not true across the board, but I was always on those apps looking for a relationship.
Mm.
Whereas if like a Grindr option existed for straight people, right, that'd be a little different.
Which I bet it does. It's just less like.
I had friends in college who, like, we'd go on like a college trip and we didn't have enough place to stay. So they'd just get on Grindr and be like, okay, 5 minutes later, no place to sleep tonight.
Yeah, we would do that. We would, like, when our sketch group toured.
Yeah.
we'd have to whore a few people out for the night.
Which, like, probably wouldn't work. I mean, the same designer structure wouldn't work as well for heterosexual couples because women would not want to give their location to men.
Yeah.
Nearby.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, very wisely,
be,
I think.
Be like a privacy safety issue. But yeah. Yeah. I think you got to get on these more sex
posy stuff.
Or just like sex only apps where other people are like, I don't want to date you. Fuck you.
Yeah. God, that's my kink.
Yeah. Maybe you're like, I don't know. But it's hard to know.
Yeah.
And all also, right. what are you maybe are holding yourself back psychologically in
right.
some way too.
I think that's so, like, certainly true. I've been doing that my whole life.
Yeah. That's what I'm good at.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Hey, look, I'll take it to the bank. And I'll reveal what happened the first private episode.
Yeah, every week Harry's going to try a different lewd sex act. And he'll review it right here.
Oh my God. Damn, that's actually a fucking great call.
To our parents.
It's for a career, Harry. You have to do it.
Right.
Harry, I'll peg you with my strap on.
For the pod, guys.
It's for the pod.
Yeah, just peg me with one of these things. For the podcast arm.
Oh my God.
Wait, Carol, you had a question, right?
I had an anecdote, which is that, speaking of trying new things, I got sorry to kind of open up sexually here, come to don my face.
Oh.
For the first time, I think, ever. I'm
into that, I think.
Yeah. The thing is that, like, we kind of did it wrong. Where
just accidentally soak zone.
I was like, I was laying down and he was standing up. Mm-hmm. And my head was tilted backwards. And so it all went into my nose and eyes.
Oh, fuck.
And I felt like I was drowning. So
he,
I had to...
He kind of waterboarded you with cum.
Literally did. I was like... Oh,
you know, that is a Pornhub category.
I'm sure.
Yeah, so I had to kind of... He didn't even get a chance to see it because I had to dash off to the B room, rinse my little nosy out.
I would always
get
pissed.
He was like, where'd you go?
I was down.
Is it something
for that
I did
when I dated men, but then I would always be worried it was going to get in my hair.
It got in my hair. And we had to go, I think it was like right before we went to the Park Slope Food Co-op, and it was like, I like reached into my hair while we were there and like felt a crunch. I was like, oh. I tried to clean it all out.
Oh my God.
I didn't have time for a whole shower.
Yeah, the filthiness of that is sexy.
Yeah, it was filthy. It mm-hmm. was filthy.
Go ahead.
Because of all my health issues, we're off penetrative for the moment. So we've been trying to find other interesting parts of my body to have sex with.
Ear?
Yeah. Yeah.
Armpit?
We haven't found a success story yet, but I will bring the story back if we do.
Was
back
that
of my knees is next on the list. Maybe the B crack.
That could be fun.
Yeah.
Betwixt the breasts?
Well, have you seen my breasts? We did try that, but I had to push them together so much. It wasn't sustainable. It was taking all my arm muscle.
Was it a spur of the moment thing, or do you guys have a conversation about it before?
We keep talking about it because we're trying to find a workaround.
Right.
Until
right.
I get a... Well, the thing is that I think I have this thing that's like a virus. That you just get like yourself. It's not like an STI, but like it's like a you get tested for it that way. But to get tested for it, it's like, since it's a viral test, I basically need a COVID tube, and a lot of places are like out of COVID tubes. So I can't get tested for my vagina problem.
Your vagina's got COVID,
right.
Yeah, basically. But maybe soon it'll all be resolved. I'm starting to get the bills, so I'm really hoping.
Oh, right.
I got the bill for my full abdomen. Anyway.
Damn. You need a ventilator. You need a ventilator.
And that's why we made a
ventilator for my pussy.
And you're kind of taking a crucial ventilator away from
Yeah, I'm like, I need to have sex.
You like remove the ventilator from like a 90-year-old Hasid man who just dies and put it on your crotch.
Good luck up there.
You've already had 90 years of sex.
I'm 25 and it's broken.
The coochie's in critical condition.
You gotta wear a mask down there.
Oh my God.
Thoughts and prayers to you.
Yeah. There's a pandemic in my pussy.
God, we're at the point of the pandemic where we can laugh at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because it's not going away.
It's right out of the news. Election's taken over. I don't even know if it's still happening.
Yeah. Well, is it? What day is it?
The pandemic?
Couldn't tell you.
Thursday?
Yeah, it's a Thursday.
My roommate, this Hasidic Jewish man visited my roommate's place of work and brought just a bunch of donuts. Uh-huh. And they were like kind of chatting it up, and the Hasidic Jewish man was like, yeah, you know, I just got off a ventilator for 60 days. I survived COVID.
Holy
60
shit.
Days yeah. on a ventilator?
Holy shit. That's
do you have
like...
to get, how do you get fed if you're on a ventilator?
Dude,
is it like tube
know.
Fed?
And my question was, do you think he believes more in God now or less?
Whoa. That is such
he
a
He still
question.
Thinks it's a hoax.
Right. God saved him, but God
made him sick.
Right.
Oh my God.
Mm.
And this nightmare God, if you're listening.
Yeah. And subscribe to our Patreon.
Yeah. Yeah. He does. It's my friend Chase. Yeah, I don't know. I would feel less attached to religion and more attached to science, but I think that's already my proclivity.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Tricky. Yeah. And that's the tricky one with all this stuff.
Did either of you guys do like youth groups in high school?
I actually was looking through, since we just ordered t-shirts. Plug. We're going to sell t-shirts.
They're cool.
I was looking through my order history on Custom Ink, and I found the t-shirts I made for my high school youth group at my church. And it was when, who was Fear the Beard on the San Francisco Giants?
Brian Wilson.
Yes. Yeah. It was when Brian Wilson and the Giants were like taking off and kept winning the World Series. And so Fear the Beard was like the big slogan. And I made a shirt for our youth group that had a picture of Jesus and it said Revere the Beard. And I wish I still had it. I don't think I do. But everyone in our youth group had them. And then on the back, it was like St. James Youth Group 2011 or whatever.
St. James?
So many of my friends who are atheists now were really into youth groups as children. Yeah, my family didn't go to church. Boys. As everyone knows, we stopped going to church after 9/11 because we couldn't get on the base as civilians to go. So we were like, yeah, okay. If it's not convenient, we're not going. Then my mom would half-heartedly put on Joel Osteen on Sunday mornings. But anyway, yeah, I got like roped into going to this Catholic youth group, and I was not Catholic at all. And it was like my sister went to a different youth group, like the non-denominational one, and they were like going to summer camp, like going on the blob in the lake. And then I was like in a room with three old nuns, and I was like, this blows.
Wait, you just went alone to it?
No, I had friends, but it was like, oh, like, you know, we would just sit in the pews with these old ass nuns because it was a Catholic.
How did you end up in that one?
Just because my friends, they were like, you want to come? And I was like, sure. And then I was kind of like, I'm getting the short end of the stick here. Right. Tori's going to camp, and I'm hanging out with some old broads.
Did you guys get to goof off?
Like, no, I don't even remember. It was like very much like read the Bible. Like, it was not.
That's so funny.
And my parents were like, what the fuck? Why are both of our kids church kids?
You guys like opted in?
Yes. Oh. My family was not religious.
That's so funny.
And then my friend Jenna also told me a similar story. Her family, not religious at all. She got really involved with the youth group.
I was forced to go every weekend. I wasn't allowed to not go. And sometimes, when I was a senior in high school, I would like pretend to take the bus there. But I was so stressed with like college applications and homework that I would just go to like a cafe near the church and work.
Oh my god!
And I had to lie about it.
And that's why you have a pandemic in your pussy right now, because you smited God.
Right.
yeah. It's catching up to me finally. I had a guy, I don't know if I've talked about this on the pod, but there was a guy in my freshman dorm whose family was completely non-religious, but he went to like a Catholic high school and became super Catholic himself and was like really, really into it. And
sure, that made a great college essay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. Well, he was on the baseball team, so he didn't need the essay. And great guy, very smart. I'm sure he earned his way in. But he said like during freshman orientation, well, we had like the big consent. There's like, they put on a play every year for to teach you how to go consent. Through sex. Yeah, consent, mm-hmm. sexy, whatever. And our shared ex-boyfriend, I'll call him.
Me seem cooler. So yeah. Let's go with that.
was the guy who doesn't ask for enough consent. Yeah, he was like
full on a rapist in the play. I think he was even billed as like rapist.
Yeah. But he's the opposite of that in real life. Anyway, but we got home from that and in our dorm, and we were all like, you know, what'd you think of the sex talk? And he was like, well, I think it's really good and really important, but it just doesn't apply to me because I'm waiting until marriage.
Oh, fire.
And we were like, it doesn't apply to me because God gives me consent.
Because I'm on the baseball team. Yeah.
No, it was because he was...
athlete's going to pass.
Oh, good for you. Whatever. And everyone in the freshman dorm got 30 condoms for free. Like, they just hand them to you. And he put taped his all to his door in like a nice circle so that other people could take them. And we noticed like a week in, one of them was missing. And we went up and down the hallway and we were like, did you have sex last night? Take a condom? Like, did you have sex? And it was none of us. And he finally came out in the morning and we were like, where'd that condom go? And he was like, okay, I did it. And I remember the guy, he was like, but I think I really love her. Like, she's amazing. And then they like broke up and he went to the Catholic Church and got re-virginized by the on-campus priest.
Yo.
And then he had sex again like 2 months later and then got re-virginized again. And now he's engaged. So good for him.
Damn.
I wonder if he's withheld since then.
Well, my guess is no.
I was super, super into the Jonas Brothers. And as we all know, they had purity rings.
Oh, yeah.
And so I got a purity ring. And
did you ask your parents for it?
No, I just ordered it online. There was no religious attachment to it. I just was doing it for clout. And yeah, I think I maybe made a vow to God that I didn't ever think about again. Obviously trashed the ring once Kevin got married.
Right.
Simply so he could have sex. And then it came out years later that the brothers were like, oh yeah, we didn't abide by that.
Duh. Where did you wear it? Is it like a wedding ring?
I think I wore it on my like left ring finger.
Wow.
Like,
the wedding finger.
Like this will be replaced by a wedding ring. And until then, it doesn't come off.
You wear it with your matching chastity belt?
Dude, I'm into chastity belts.
If we get 100 subscribers for the Patreon, I will re-virginize.
Okay. How do you pee in a chastity belt? Do you unlock it to pee?
I don't think you do. I mean, maybe you just pee on it and it kind of goes off of it.
And it just kind of trickles
down.
It's
like metal, right? You can pee on metal.
I feel like you could pee. You could build a contraption that you could pee out of and then also not be able to have sex with.
But no way these guys thought of that when they were designing the chastity belt. They were like, nothing comes in, nothing goes out.
Yeah, what? Also, the concept of re-virgin, like if you're a born-again virgin, do you have to disclose that? Like, well, have to, but like, do you say that you've had sex before, but you're a virgin?
Would you be like, I guess virginity is like to thy own self, be virgin. You know, you get to decide when you're not a virgin anymore. Uh-huh. So I guess you can, with a higher power's help, decide that you are a virgin again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that guy on The Bachelor a couple years ago was a born-again virgin.
That's what it's called.
I don't know. Maybe like that's it. Insensitive.
No, I mean, I don't think
Harry's
so.
Harry's now googling chastity belts.
So
bring them back. Bring them back.
The chastity belts. The chastity belts for people with penises are very interesting.
Are they just like oblong chambers?
No. Well, the testicles are hanging out. So it's just like,
wow. So you could get some ball play.
You could get
metal?
Some ball
play. Yeah, you get. Okay,
that's so weird.
It's kind of like a banana hammock, basically. Wait, is it a thong in the back? Do you think?
Yeah, because you
have
to
bikini
be able to excrete.
My guess. Oh yeah.
Or is it like a belt in the back?
Yeah, I was gonna say no, but I bet it's a thong.
Because you don't want to. There's nothing going in back there either.
That's true.
They probably didn't consider that.
Do people? Oh my god.
Oh no! What?
Where is his dick?
Oh.
It looks like he's tucked his dick into his balls.
Wait, but don't what's hanging that off there at the
that
bottom?
That looks like a yam wrapped in cloth.
That looks like a yam.
I think most of these look like, to come full circle, for kink stuff.
And yeah, they do kind of look like harnessy. Yeah, I'm sure that is like a role play fantasy.
Totally.
Like, you know, unlock my chastity belt.
I learned about a really interesting kink a couple weeks ago, where it's like a extension of the latex thing, and I forget what it's called, but there's this like thing you can do where you get latex wrapped, basically. And
like your whole body?
It's like, yeah, it's like a frame. It's basically like a huge square frame that can fit around your entire body. So it's like, you know, 6 feet by 6 feet or whatever. And you lie down on it and you wrap the whole thing in latex. So there's latex below and above you. And then the frame allows you to vacuum seal out and you can put a straw through it so you can breathe. But you, when you're vacuum sealed in it, are immobile. Like you can't move at all because you're basically like, you know,
this is giving me a panic attack.
Rubberized. This is an investment too, a lot of equipment.
I know, I know. And some people like to be objectified so much that they want to be like a fully like asexual, ahuman object. And they'll be like latexized. And I wish I knew the proper terminology, but then and then like loaded onto the back of a truck and like driven around like freight. And then like unloaded somewhere
like,
else.
Can people see them in the back of the truck? Like, oh, there's the...
Yeah, I don't know.
There's the
if you get a clear truck.
Boy.
Yeah.
Damn.
So I saw something on... First of all, I'm looking at a a medieval chastity belt, and it's like making me want to lose my mind.
Yeah,
it's just
it can't be good.
I mean, like, I feel like they have spikes inside. Oh,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like,
it looks like this is
wait, this is for
looks like this is vaginas? For somebody with a vagina.
Dude, that's so freaky.
So wait, is that a hole in the back for poop to come out of?
I think it the looks hole in
like
the back is
yeah. So I'll try to describe to our listeners. There looks like there's a hole for your vajayjay and your butthole, but it's like spiky, like has teeth. So if anything tries to enter,
it would really hurt.
It would get all mangled.
But that kind of feels to me like it's gonna hurt, you know, everybody the wearer will. As well.
But I think probably medieval. Here's what I'll say. I cannot imagine any woman wearing a medieval chastity belt wanted to be wearing it.
Right. Yeah. Well, it was definitely like meant to punish.
Right.
Inflict pain.
Damn. So it was the thought that you would wear it if you had had sex when you weren't supposed to. It's like, well, now we have to put you in a chastity belt.
God, I definitely do not want to be the expert on chastity belts, but that is my guess. Yeah.
Okay. If you did that, you would just have to wear scarlet leather.
Right. Maybe that's a part they left out of the novel.
Wait, what were you saying?
Saying that. I was going to say, sorry, before I got distracted by this, which is on this app that I was looking at, somebody's bio was kind of in a tongue-in-cheek way. Like somebody was like, make sure you make me laugh before you make me come. Because that's way more important. That's what the bio is. Uh-huh. And
check.
My kink sense of humor.
And I was like, okay, I'm kink posse. yeah, in fact, I can only do one of those things. the connection I see between that and what you're saying about the inanimate object is I do think, like, for some people, I mean, this is going to sound banal, but like the sex is about so much more than the sex.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that even to consider that sexual is so hard for me to like think like it's so out of my like paradigm of conceiving about sex that it's like hard for me to understand it. But I do think I'm surely there's like the only word to call that is sexual.
Yeah.
Or well, like.
As the great Janelle Monáe once said, everything is about sex except sex, which is power.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Somebody, a listener of this podcast actually said that to me once when we were like 18 and having sex, actually. And, or like, you know, we were hooking up, not in the actual moment. And though that would be a kind of a cool thing to say in the actual moment, perhaps. But it truly blew my 18-year-old mind.
Yeah.
I was like, dude.
I mean, it's blowing my mind right now.
I remember, yeah, Andrew said that to me like when we were sophomores in high school, but it wasn't that quote, but it was like, he's like, I just realized that like everything everyone does is just so they can have sex. And I was like, huh. I remember I was at my locker.
Hey, is that true though? Like, am I reading books because I want to have sex?
Well, you want to be smarter so someone will want to have sex with you?
Well, I just like to learn.
I think it's definitely true for a 16-year-old guy.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I think you could come to believe that. Right. But I think, like, you know, war, if you think on a larger scale, like war, other big things that happen.
COVID is about sex.
COVID is about sex. It's about the virus having sex with itself so it can expand its life.
It's about the government not letting us see each other so we can't have sex to population control.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you think that there's fewer babies now?
Dude, I'm reading this crazy book and it's about how like the United States has willfully sterilized women.
Yeah.
And forced birth control on them, particularly on low income minority women.
Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, it's wild. It's like, oh yeah, we actually have done crazy draconian things.
Yeah,
I mean,
women will just like be in prison and wake up and be sterilized.
Mm-hmm.
Forcefully.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Fucking wild.
Yeah.
Handmaid's Tale much?
Yeah. Yeah. It's more like...
I didn't read it, so I don't
more
know.
Like nonfiction.
I know people critique like a lot of Bill Gates's charitable work for being like he's really gung-ho about population control.
Mm.
And like he'll go to take these trips to Africa and like, you know, disseminate ways to like, air quotes, healthily like control... Mm-hmm. birth control and all those mm-hmm. kinds of things, and like ostensibly the reason is to like give, you know, under the understanding of women's health or like reproductive health and all that stuff, but there is a kind of like ominous other angle of like, well, like one American produces way more, like all the fucked up things about overpopulation.
Right.
One American is doing mm-hmm. 1,000 times more than one African.
Yeah.
You know,
in terms of
or like one person living in Africa.
Industrial.
Yeah. And like output and all the
right.
you know,
trash.
Right. Right. And so trash like, why are you going to Africa to do this when there's like, you know, why is that your charity? You're a billionaire and you're like,
yeah.
Trying right. to just stop people in a country that or a continent that like produces a sliver of the
yeah.
emissions that.
Yeah, dude, I'm more and more convinced that population control is just thinly veiled racism.
Right,
and
right.
It's like, it's also like treating a symptom of the problem
right.
rather than like, okay, let's fix poverty.
Right,
and
right.
like, let's give people resources so that everyone can live, you know, a good life instead of just curbing poor people from having babies.
Right.
What do you guys think is going to happen to Jeff Bezos' wealth? Like, do you think he's going to keep it all till he dies? Or do you think something's going to happen to it?
Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope we forcibly extract it from him.
Right? Like, do you think we will?
I think it's going to be like a pretty similarly like neoliberal path that Gates did. Like, I think Gates laid the groundwork to be considered an ethical billionaire. And just Bezos is going to do the same thing.
Yeah. And now everyone's like, oh, Bill Gates right. is such a good guy.
Right, right. It's like he's going to donate a lot of money. And, it, you know, like, Bill Gates donates a lot of fucking money. Right. It's
right. great. Yeah.
But it's like, not. He's still living like a billion times above his means, right. you know? Or, I mean, above mm-hmm. his. Means, yeah.
Above the average.
Above the average person. Does like.
Bezos even do charity?
I know. I don't think he does.
Like, no. But didn't his wife get like half?
They have free bathroom breaks. It's a sort of form yeah. of charity.
Yeah. He's charitably giving to his employees one bathroom break a day. Yeah, his wife got half of the money in the divorce, but he's still the richest man, which really goes to show. She got 50%.
Jesus.
And now she's the richest woman.
Damn.
Fuck.
I mean, hopefully she gives it all away.
I don't know. It was hard won.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, she earned it by being married to him.
Yeah.
Honestly, she probably did put up with a lot.
I think she was like an advisor too. That's why she was so adamant about getting it. But like, I mean, whatever. Not that.
Well, that's what I want to know. Like, I'm ready to go. So these people who are like not wanting to participate in electoral politics, I get it. But like, what? Like, I'm ready to go. But are we gonna
drop a pin?
Like, are we? What are we gonna do on November 4th? You know,
I'm gonna be working the polls.
Oh, like I'm down to bring my pitchfork to Washington,
but, yeah,
you know,
yeah, what would be a cool
we just bought a trowel so I can bring that
because it's like, okay, voting's not going to change anything, but like, so what do, like, let's go, let's fucking go.
Yeah, Free wants to be the leader of a revolution.
I could see Free sort of has the magnanimous energy. I think he needs something, and I don't want this to happen, but if something really horrible happened to Free, like, yeah. like he lost, like his arm got chopped off by like a Monsanto's lawnmower or something, and like he needs like a kind
revenge.
Of like a Bane style
yeah
like superhero thing to have.
Yeah,
to
he needs to like fall into a vat of radioactive
right.
And that won't happen on my watch. my guy stays away from radioactive tubs.
That's yeah, well, what would be a fun way to kill the elites, like, because pitchfork is not going to do it. We need like,
yeah,
homemade.
Well, that's the problem. Is like, we need to start buying guns. Probably.
Maybe we just trap them all somewhere and they can't come out until they've given away 98% of their wealth.
Yeah,
I like that.
Maybe we just play mind games with them. We just right. hurt them psychologically.
Just cyberbully them.
Yeah.
The OK Stupid team single-handedly takes down Jeff Bezos by hurting his feelings online.
Yeah, we never did see his nudes. Remember the nudes were like leaked in all of his sexts that came out?
He was part of the fappening, or was he?
When he was cheating on his wife, like some hacker, like I think unveiled that. And
yeah.
then they were like threatening to post his nudes. And he like, they were trying to blackmail him. And he was like, I'm getting ahead of this story.
That's, I mean, yeah, who, that's like.
He called her, he was like, I love you, alive girl. Like, that was one of his sexts.
Alive girl?
Yeah. Which is like, that's like, some real her shit.
Well,
you know?
An alive girl implies.
It's like Ben Shapiro.
Hypothetically, you're...
I love you, very much real girlfriend.
Hypothetically, if you're having sex with an alive girl, that means...
I've never heard
her body
a dog.
Should hypothetically...
You've never heard Ben Shapiro a dog?
I know, I kind of am realizing that's not even with the, you know, the WAP.
Have you heard the daddy's little slut meme?
No.
Oh, here, I'm gonna pull it up.
Okay.
It's so funny.
Ew, is it him saying that?
No, it's a parody.
I've seen his sister's YouTube.
What?
Kind of a similar brand, but smaller and more feminine. She's like a homemaker advocate. She's a wife.
Let's say you've been a bad girl. Let's say, hypothetically, you've been a naughty girl even. Okay. And if you were a naughty girl, you would also be my dirty little slut.
Oh my God.
Then, hypothetically speaking, you'd be my little cum slut. Now, let's say that you're also daddy's girl. Now that we've established that you're both a bad girl and daddy's girl.
He's a real Poindexter.
You'd agree with me when I say that you deserve a spanking. Am I not correct? A bad girl deserves a spanking. And as I am daddy, you are my girl, so I am the one who must provide punishment.
Oh my God.
Is that how he talks?
That is how he talks.
But that's fake. He didn't actually say that.
Right.
That we know.
So gross.
Hypothetically.
I remember learning about how Mike Pence won't be in a room with a woman without his wife or whatever. And I learned about it in like a sketch class where like this kind of nasty a sketch comedy writing class where this nasty older guy wrote a whole sketch about Mike Pence and his mommy.
Oh.
Ew, God.
Mommy.
It's like fucking fuck
And I had
off.
To like I think I played the mommy and I was like in the table read. I was
Well, if you're in a UCB sketch class, you're either the mommy or the girlfriend.
Yeah.
And exactly. You're a woman.
Yeah, exactly. Men get to be bartender, driver.
It's also women sometimes. Men get to play women.
Yeah, that is so true.
Humiliating.
Mike Pence is also obsessed with Garfield. You know about that?
Really?
Yeah. The cat.
Oh my God.
Lazy little cat.
He's so weird. What the fuck? Why do we let these losers, you know, represent?
At the end of the day, they're just losers.
Suckers and losers.
When are we going to get a president that knows how to skateboard?
Tony Hawk for Prez.
Who is that guy who had red hair who was a snowboarder?
Sean White.
Yeah.
And he also skates, right?
I was knowing that.
He kind of does everything.
Yeah.
I saw him at the airport once. He should be president.
Delicious Maine. Sean White.
Yeah, the joke.
He probably
Sean
even wakeboards.
Red. Yeah.
At first, I thought you were talking about Carrot Top.
And I've always mixed them up.
They do kind of look similar.
Isn't Carrot Top like a Simpsons character? Or is that
in addition to being
come to life?
Don't they have like a redheaded clown who's really scary in The Simpsons?
Krusty?
Yeah.
You think I've watched The Simpsons?
No, not Krusty. There's like another more evil.
Sideshow Bob?
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he is kind of a an evil cat.
All right, we're at
time. Let's cut it.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, guys. Remember to subscribe to our Patreon, pretty please, and we'll love you forever.
Give you a free sticker.
Free sticker.
I don't think I've... What else is going on, I guess?
Nothing.
Moment of silence.
Yeah. We got a good... I guess that's it.
All right, well,
poon in next week.